Just a few more steps, we're almost there. Just follow me. So, here we go. Please come in. Tervetuloa, welcome. So, please take a seat and I'm going to play and change the tapes for you.
SR1. Date of recording, Sunday, 4th of August, 1996. Place of recording, the doorway of a flat in Pasila, Helsinki. Surfaces: laminate, a plastered grey painted wall, a white ceiling, wooden white painted doors. Transmitter: the stick of a mop, 120 centimeters long, a contact microphone mounted on the top of it, a miniature microphone mounted on the other end. The stick is made out of hollow metal, but the part touching the surfaces is out of plastic. Something which is just dealing with the surface of grass, water. SR14. Date of recording, Sunday, 17th of May, 1998. Place of recording, Töölö Bay, Helsinki. Surfaces, plates of grass, water, gravel, street signs, asphalt, roots, reed, a wooden bridge, wooden benches, a landing stage, stones. Transmitter: an ice hockey stick, 117 centimeters long. A contact microphone mounted on the shaft, close to the blade. A miniature microphone mounted on the shaft, directed on the blade. The shaft is made out of hollow aluminium and the blade out of composite. SR24. Date of recording, Sunday, 23rd of February 2003. Place of recording, Nuuksio National Park, Espoo. Surfaces: slightly frozen snow, frozen cross-country skiing trails, ice, icicles, gravel, street signs, hiking signs, branches of shrubs and conifers, porous bark of young birches. Transmitter, an ice hockey stick, 107. Just an activity which allows me to forget about all these complex things and questions. And the blade out of composite. Porous bark of young birches. Something behind. Can we listen to this behind? Does the surface contain any information about the behind, the bulk? Contain any information about contain stick 117 any information of the behind. Do the bulk and the surface have opposite properties? Or can we find more similarities? How thick is a surface? Where does it start and where does it end? SR37R63. Date of recording, Saturday, 1st of March of 2004.
Doubt what's inside?
What's behind? Inside.
It without a surface.
Place of recording, Skatila train station, Helsinki.
Hard, plastered rock faces.
There's no object without a surface.
Metal railings.
The surface is everywhere.
Other obstacles out
the
of
skin,
stone,
my skin,
metal
your skin,
and wood,
and then
asphalt,
again the skin has the surface itself.
Sheet.
I've always been afraid of losing myself in debt. In these situations, I'm not able to see the big picture. It's a feeling of not having control anymore. So I started to look for something which scratches just the surface, which is easy to understand, easy to handle. Just an activity which allows me to forget about all these complex things and questions. Something which is just dealing with the surface, or even better, with lots of different surfaces. If there are many, I'm not seduced to dive too deep into one of them. So I started collecting them. Choosing just one medium to capture the specific characteristics of any surface seemed the best approach to me. Also, from the very beginning it was clear that I needed to archive my materials systematically. Collecting the actual objects to which the surfaces belong didn't seem to be a solution. The objects would take up too much space. in my archive as well as in my brain. And, of course, due to practical reasons, collecting the objects itself didn't make any sense. Because a lot of the objects with interesting surfaces are quite hard to transport. Buildings, for example, or trees. So, what medium to choose then? In pictures you lose the corporal and tactile feeling of a surface. Besides that, there are already pictures of any kind of surfaces. Also, scents didn't work. I found some interesting ones, but of them, they didn't really relate to the structure of the surface. Tomato sauce on the kitchen floor, summer rain on the warm asphalt, and piss in so many corners. Therefore, collecting the taste of surfaces was unsuitable as well. So I decided to use sound.